What's going on, everybody? You know who it is. It is your boy Keith Fit, and this is another episode of Keith Fit TV, the podcast. Today is not going to be a long one. It's going to be something short, something light. I don't have no guest here with me, so it's just going to be me talking to you guys, dropping some gems, possibly. Not possibly. I'm definitely going to be dropping some gems, but hopefully, you're able to pick up on what it is that I'm talking about, what it is that, we'll be discussing today, and use what it is that we'll be discussing to take your life to the next level. See, we're going to be talking about success, and success is a wide range of things. It's not necessarily financial. You can be successful in all aspects of life, and what the goal is of mine when doing these podcasts, and the goal is for everybody, every individual that comes on as a guest, is to spread positivity, spread some love, spread some encouragement, and through that hopefully help you trigger something within yourself to take the proper steps needed, necessary to take your life to the next level. And when I say that, I mean, I'm not talking about financial. I'm talking about success in all aspects or any aspect that you might have in mind. These points are points that you can use to create the future that you want to create for yourself. Okay, so a little bit about myself. I'm gonna dive into a little bit about myself. Back in 2005, February 25th, 2005, I was struck by a car. I was walking to the school bus. And at the time, me and my family, we were homeless. My father wasn't around. Mom and dad, you know, going through some things that we all eventually, at some point, go through when it comes to a relationship. Mom and dad bumped heads. We stayed in Lorain, Ohio at the time. But after mom and dad bumped heads, my mom decided to start fresh, start new, and give her life a new beginning. In doing that, me, my brothers, and my sister were only children, so we really didn't have no choice in the matter. We had to ride with my mom, and she wanted to start off fresh in Atlanta. So we took a long bus ride out there to Atlanta. The family stayed tight. However, when we made it out to Atlanta, we had nowhere to go. My mom had spent most of her finances just trying to get us from point A to point B. And when we got to Atlanta, she had a sister. Her sister, you know, was kind enough to let us in and put a roof over our head for a little bit. Things went sideways on that. Just as we started to get our feet planted, the things went sideways, between my mom and her sister. And, you know, long story short, we had to go. And we really didn't have nowhere to specifically stay. We were on the streets. My mom felt like in the streets, living on the streets would be better than combating and beefing with her older sister. Which is understandable. You know, you don't want no beef between siblings. Like, you love your sibling. You love your sister. My mom loved her sister. My mom appreciated the fact that her sister opened her doors for us and gave us some sort of sense of security for a brief moment. However, it didn't last forever. And when things started going left, she couldn't take it no more, and we disappeared. We left. Still stationed in Atlanta. Atlanta's pretty huge, pretty big. My mother ended up finding a shelter, a place to just go, so that way her kids, me, and my two brothers and my sister had at least a roof over our head. The shelter that we ended up staying at was a shelter that didn't want, it was a battered woman shelter. Really didn't want nobody to know where they were stationed at, for the fact that there were individuals who were aggressively seeking out these women. And so to my mother, she felt safe there. And honestly, we all felt safe there. However, it wasn't the best circumstance to be in, but we made the best of what we had. So I appreciate my mother for that. I don't want to dive too deep into that. Well, that's a story to be shared later down the line. But what it does is it opens the floor. It gives the viewers, you all listening in, the opportunity to see exactly where we were and how hard it was at the time. Now, I get we all are going through struggles and things of that nature. And that's what life is. Life is always going to throw curveballs your way. But you know the saying, it's not about how hard you get hit. It's about how hard you can get hit, get back up, and keep moving forward. And that's what it's about. The strength you already have. God has already given you that strength. And I'm not trying to sound all religious or spiritual or anything, but I give all my praise to the high and mighty, because without them, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. Without them, my family wouldn't be where we are all at today. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And it's the proof is in the pudding. You know, if you've been tuning in, you know that me, Keith Fit, and my boy Lou Money, we started KFLM, a small organization, a small company, looking to grow, looking to expand, and it's based off of that. You know, what doesn't kill you will make you stronger. Don't accept defeat. Embrace the adversity that is set in front of you, because when you embrace it, you can use it as a tool. It doesn't have to be a situation, or any negative situation that is placed in front of you, doesn't have to be a situation that is used to destroy you. God don't put you through nothing that you can't handle. You know what I mean? So find empowerment through that. Allow yourself to grow. Allow yourself to become better. Allow yourself to become stronger. Allow yourself to become more wise. And grow from that. So that way as you move forward, you have the strength to jump over that hurdle of adversity that's sitting in front of you, and you can continue to move down the path, the righteous path of positivity, and enhance your life and allow yourself to grow. So we were homeless. We stayed at the shelter. The shelter didn't want their their place, to be their location, to be known. However, us being children, we still had to go to school. We still had goals to achieve, and things to prosper on, and prosper at. So we would walk. My mother would walk me every morning to the bus stop. Now the bus driver ended up changing my bus route to a location that was an illegal location for a child to be walking across the street to get to the bus. They never parked anywhere closer. I had an extremely busy street to cross, like a highway, so to speak. And I did for the first few times, and it was cool. And it was cool, and everything was smooth, so my mother didn't really think nothing of it. No one really thought anything of it. And as time went on this day, as time went on, February 25th presented itself. And on that day, I remember clear as day, I'm standing there. I'm looking across the street at the bus driver with the stop sign out, waving to me, "Hurry up, cross." I remember my mom sitting in the back on the corner across the street to the left of me. She had my sister. My little sister was 1 year old at the time. She had her in the stroller, and she was telling me, "Hurry up, cross. It's clear." I remember, after hearing my mom say it's okay, go ahead, taking a couple steps, darting off into the street, but taking only a couple of steps before I can recall blacking out. So when I blacked out, I woke up 9 months later in a hospital bed. But during the time of my accident, I had suffered severe injuries. The book bag that I had over my shoulder, one of those book bags that you have over your shoulder that you throw around your chest, right across the strap comes around your chest, it was filled with books. And what happened was, when I got hit, the impact of the car contacting me, making contact with me, ignited the book bag to dart off. Well, the book bag was around my neck, so when the book bag went flying, I went flying with it, and it snapped my neck in a C1 and C2 vertebrae. I flew two stories up into the sky, and I came down landing face first. When the car had made contact with my body, it had hit my whole left side. So my left femur bone was fractured in two different places. My heart completely stopped beating once I hit the floor. My neck was broken to C1 and C2 vertebrae. I fractured some inner organs as well. And when my mom ran to me, I appeared lifeless. A bystander, who I am so grateful for, was certified in CPR, and they understood to check my pulse. He checked it, and it was a very faint pulse. However, it was clear that I was still alive. My mom then takes off after the car, the driver who hit me, because of course he's not going to stop. He kept it pushing. And, you know, we were blessed to have other individuals who were bystanders, who were yielding behind the stop sign, chase him down. And when they chased him down, they cut him off, and they caught up to him, and my mom finally got to him. When my mom got to him, he locked his doors, rolled the windows up, and would not look at my mother for nothing. And I'm still laying on the floor, lifeless. So instantly my mom leaves him. He's stuck. The cops are on their way. The ambulance is on their way. So my mom runs back to me and she just holds me. She's crying the whole time. And they life flighted me from there to the hospital. And in the hospital, I was put on life support because I couldn't breathe on my own. I had suffered a severe brain injury. My skull, my brain had swollen up too big. Doctors had to open up my skull just to allow room for my brain to have some space so I don't receive too much brain damage. Brain damage was definitely received, but I guess it comes with the situation. During the time I'm put on life support, doctors are discussing with my mom about pulling the plug on me. Discussing with my mom about how they don't think I'm gonna make it. 9 months in a very vegetation state. Non-responsive. I couldn't eat. I couldn't breathe on my own. It was just a bad situation. Wires is hooked up to me. I got a feeding tube in my stomach because, of course, my mom's pushing to keep me alive. She doesn't want to see her baby boy go. And during that time, I can recall having an out-of-body experience. See, my grandfather had passed the year prior, but he had passed the year prior. And I don't know if you guys believe in angels or not, but I really didn't either until I had this moment where I actually seen my grandfather. And I never got the opportunity to say goodbye to him. I never got the opportunity to say goodbye to him, which really sucked. So when I seen him, of course I'm happy, I'm joyous. I'm like, and I called him Pawpaw. And I'm like, Pawpaw, I miss you. Man, I miss you so much. And I remember his words to me was, he loved me. And he missed me too. And I would bet, and I was begging to come with him. But he told me in a very stern but caring way that no, my family needs me more. The people here on earth needs me more than he does. That he'll see me again when the time comes. After that conversation with my grandfather, I remember a flash of bright white lights. And for 9 months, I laid in the hospital non-responsive. Wouldn't say nothing, couldn't talk, nothing. Just lifeless. Hooked up to a bunch of machines with a breathing tube down my nose and feeding tube in my stomach. Things of that nature. And I remember after that flash of white light, I remember waking up. And I woke up in the hospital bed. And I remember screaming for my mom. And screaming for my brothers. And my sister. And my dad. Crying out. And in that moment, the hospital room filled up immediately with doctors and nurses asking me a bunch of questions and things like that. But I was alive. I was blessed. I was blessed in that fact. And so, as the story continues, doctors, from what I can recall, would tell me that I would never walk again. I was in a wheelchair and I was going to be in a wheelchair forever. I had this cast, this yellow cast around my neck. My leg was cast up as well. And they told me I'd just be in that situation forever. They didn't think I would be able to go back to school. They told me I'd never walk again. Told me that this is life now for me. Now, I'm just an 11-year-old boy at the time who had dreams of making it to the NBA, dreams of being great, dreams of changing lives and making an impact. And you're telling me now that I can't do that? I can't see it through? Oh, that didn't sit well with me. That didn't sit well with my mother. That didn't sit well with my family. And so the desire to be back normal, to be back regular, to be what I always wanted to be, the fire just, oh my goodness, it blew up inside of me. It was like failure was never an option for me no more. And I remember being in the wheelchair, strapped up and things of that nature, going to the park with my brothers. And my brothers would be playing at the park, swinging, playing catch. And I just wanted to do that. I couldn't remain in my current situation any longer. So I took it upon myself to, and granted, it probably was the wrong route to take, but sometimes you got to do a little bad to get a little good, especially in this situation where you're telling me I can't walk no more. I'm going to do everything I can to walk. So I would just, I love my brothers, man. They would just help me out so much. They would help me stand up out the wheelchair and practice walking. I remember just being in the shelter, trying to walk again. And over time, your body has a thing called muscle memory, right? I'm right now currently a bodybuilder as well as a certified personal trainer. So your body has, so I understand now more than ever that your body has this thing where it enjoys pressure. It enjoys stress because it allows the body to grow. It allows the body to develop to another level. But back then, I didn't know that. I just was so determined to get back on the basketball court, to get back into school, to get back playing with my brothers and sister, to get back to being a kid again, that I would not let anything stop me. So I did it. And I kept pushing and I kept grinding no matter how hard it got, no matter how hard it was. And I would take steps. And then when my brothers are not there and my sister's not there and my mom's not there, I would still get up out that wheelchair and try to walk. And let me tell you something. It took a while, but I got it. And I made it happen. And I was able to walk again. And then after that, doctors continue to tell me I can't go back to school and I can't. And guess what? It only fueled me even more. I kept grinding, kept studying, had to relearn how to talk, relearn how to walk again, relearn all of that. And I did all of that. Got myself back into school. Ended up graduating from high school early before everybody else. I ended up playing varsity track, varsity tennis, varsity basketball. When doctors are telling me I couldn't, they're telling me there's no way. But let me tell you guys something. God has the final say in all that happens to you within life. If you walk by faith and not by sight, you can create whatever life you want to create for yourself. And I did that. And I continue to do that day in and day out. The reason for me sharing this story is because I hope that one day you guys do the exact same thing. Life is about the pursuit of happiness, so you should do what makes you happy. At the same time, life is about love. It's about caring. It's about helping others. We were all placed here on this earth not to be enemies, but to be friends. I don't want to hate you. I don't want to be mad at you. I don't want you to hate me. I don't want you to be mad at me. So as I move forward, and as you guys move forward in your lives, don't hesitate to reach back and pull somebody else forward with you. Let's grow together, and let's continue to grow together. Day in and day out, the grind does not stop. See, yeah, I got over that hurdle, and yeah, I kept it pushing. And that hurdle was a huge hurdle to get over. I'm not even gonna lie. It was difficult, but it was not impossible. Nothing in life is impossible. Now, individuals will state to you that it seems impossible. But it's only impossible until somebody's crazy enough to say, no way, and prove that it is possible to achieve. And that's why we look up and we got all these star athletes and star actors and actresses and all these supermodel individuals, these models, the police officers, firefighters, and people doing great things because somebody in this world said, no matter how many times you tell me no, no matter how many times you tell me I can't, I'm gonna keep pushing, I'm gonna keep grinding, I'm gonna keep moving forward, and I'm gonna show you that I can. We got college students out here with doctor degrees and masters and the intellect and intelligence that they have are beyond what most could even imagine. The thing is, it all starts in your mind. The imagination is God's gift to you for the proof of what your future holds. If you allow yourself to subside from your imagination, then you're only holding yourself back. Not on purpose, but in fact, you're only holding yourself back. See, us as parents, us as adults, we tend to teach our children to be comfortable with taking L's. But it's not the comfortability aspect that they should embrace. It's the humbleness they should embrace. But never be comfortable with taking an L. Use that L to ignite something deeper within you. So that way you can be that LeBron James. You can be that Denzel Washington. You can be that Martin Luther King. You can be all of those great things. Somebody has to have a dream. And Martin Luther King said it best. He had a dream. And all the things that lined up in front of him, all the adversity that came his way, he endured it. And he kept staying determined no matter what. And now look at the world. Blacks, whites, Puerto Ricans, Mexicans, we are all coming together and all doing what? Showing each other love. Granted, you can't have a world filled with good without a little bad. That's not the world that we live in. We live in a world where the devil walks among us as well as God does. Don't give the devil the power. Keep your faith high. Keep your faith strong. Praise to the Lord. Praise to the high and mighty and keep moving forward. doors only close for bigger doors to open. So when a door shuts in front of you, don't be discouraged because of it. Be excited to see what the next door that lies in front of you, behind that door that you just closed, is, and what it has behind it. Keep moving forward, you guys. Failure is not an option. If you're failing in school, it's not too late to turn it around. If you're failing in your job, it's not too late to turn it around. If you want that management position, you can have that management position. But a dream without work is nothing but a dream. So as you keep dreaming, keep working towards it. And I promise you, you can have it. There's these individuals out here who are living in beautiful mansions and big houses, and they're driving nice cars and things of that nature. They're able to take a vacation whenever they want. They're able to, you know, buy their mom a house, buy their son a car, buy their daughter a car, buy their grandparents a house, retire their parents. You can do that too. Who says you can't have that? No one. No one says you can't have that. You can achieve whatever it is you want to achieve. And I'm living proof of that. Doctors told me I could never walk again. I'll never go back to school again. I've become a bodybuilder, as well as a model. And now, I'm also a motivational speaker. And I'm speaking to individuals every day, spreading love, spreading positivity, spreading encouragement. You can do that as well. What you do today, don't worry about the past. Because the past is the past. If something happened to you within your past that you're reflecting on, use that energy, that fire that burns inside of you, to make a better tomorrow for yourself and for your family. You have the power to do that. That's what's so beautiful about life. We all are powerful in our own ways. And we all have the power to change where we're at today to make our tomorrow a little more brighter. So do that. I love those that love me. And if you don't love me, it's cool. Because I still love you. I just want to see you win. Keith Fizz is out of here. You guys have a blessed day. Enjoy this beautiful weather. Soak in what I just dropped on you. Soak it in. Absorb it. And use it. These words are meant to be a tool for you to use, to motivate you, so that way you can one day enhance your life. So that way one day you can be great. Granted, you're great already, but if you don't like where you're at today, do what is necessary to change it. And when I say do what is necessary to change it, I'm not talking about something negative. But do something positive. When you see someone out on the street, you don't know what type of day they're having. So don't hesitate to say, hey, so even something small, give them a small compliment. Hey, you got some nice shoes. Where'd you get them from? Oh, that's pretty cool. You know what I mean? And just a simple compliment like that can change somebody's mood. Keep pushing for success, you guys. Keep pushing to be the best version of you can be. Everybody needs somebody to believe in them. If you don't have that at home, listen, I believe in you. If I didn't believe in you, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. I wouldn't be sharing this message with you right now. So again, I love those who love me. And if you don't love me, I still love you. Let's keep pushing for success. Let's keep pushing to be the best version of ourselves we can be.